from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I'm sorry about this afternoon.
Please, everyone be quiet.
Afternoons on the Score.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see how we did.
Ooh, let's go.
All right, I read this before the game today, right? This list.
All right, they're lining up to hear the list that you teased of rookie wide receivers as punt returners.
Yeah, these are great wide receivers who, as rookies, returned a lot of punts. Because it used to be commonplace, you know?
So I think of DeSean Jackson. Is he on the list? Did he not do it as a rookie?
He probably did.
Oh, okay.
I don't have him on this particular list.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, right, no, you're
sorry.
Good.
Sorry. You did the list. My bad.
Well, I just, you know, Amari Cooper returned punts as a rookie and then did not after that.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Odell Beckham Jr. was the top receiver and punt returner and then only returned 2 punts in his second year. So went away from that. So you can find guys, and Brandon Cooks was a big punt returner as a rookie with New Orleans and then did not. And then there's some that really never advanced to great wide receivers.
Yeah, and Amari Cooper was the 4th overall pick, so that's higher than Rome, was picked 9th.
Cordarrelle Patterson and Tavon Austin, but they never really evolved past that. I forgot this one. Demaryius Thomas was a punt returner as a rookie with the Denver Broncos. Dez Bryant returned 42 punts over his first 3 seasons as a Cowboy and scored 2 punt return touchdowns in his rookie year, but then stopped doing it. That's all I got, but it's just an example. It's indicative of, even in recent history, you know, don't freak out if your rookie wide receiver, your number 9 overall pick, is returning punts. If he can do it, it's a valuable way to get him into your game and use him.
Well, and I'm thinking about the criticism that Jackson Smith and Jigba seemed to have of Shane Waldron when he was drafted to a team that had Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, that he didn't feel terribly involved in the Seahawks offense. There's a real possibility, even with Rome Odunze and Caleb having a relationship and chemistry.
Good luck to y'all.
Yeah, exactly. That with Swift and Komet and Allen and DJ, that there's only one football out there.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a way to get, I don't know, 25 extra touches for Rome Odunze over the course of the year?
Yep, exactly. Get him excited about that and have an opportunity for him to be a weapon on those plays. And that'd be fun to have that excitement as a fan, too. Like, here's Rome.
Yeah, especially if he shows an ability. I mean, I know he did in college, but an ability to be an explosive player with it at the next level. You know, it depends how good he is for me as a receiver. Because rookie receivers, like rookie quarterbacks, can produce right away. They can. And so the injury risk for the pretty minimal upside of punt return, if he is ready to be a 65 catch, 900 yards, 7 touchdown, you know, like if he's ready to be that right away, I don't want him on punt returns. But sometimes teams will send out a guy just to catch the ball.
Right, right, exactly.
Hey, Cooper Kupp, just go fair catch it.
Sure.
Just go fair catch it and then get our offense back on the field.
All right, now this is fun. Now I'm looking at the most punt return yards by a rookie in NFL history. You know, and okay. so this is everybody.
This is another list.
Yeah, Devin Hester is at number 6 on this list. I'm looking for, you know, interesting wide receivers. How about Tyreek Hill at number 8? Huge punt return season as a rookie.
Yeah.
For Tyreek Hill.
Who else we got? We got
Lynn Swan.
He was good.
Yeah. Looking for big time wide receivers who stopped doing it. Well, Wes Welker. It's interesting. Wes Welker, big time punt returner for a while.
Yep.
And then, yeah, just some fun names, really. Patrick Peterson, Lewis Lips. Lewis Lips is on this list.
That's a fun name.
Dave Meggett is on this
great
list.
Great returner.
He's on another list, too, which is guys who did just absolutely awful things after football. Dave Meggett, terrible.
I don't remember his controversy.
Yeah, just
it was a bad one.
Horrendous and awful things.
Okay.
Jeff Fisher.
The coach?
Guppy. Guppy, as a rookie in 1981 with the Bears, had a big punt return year.
Okay.
You're done with me now.
I am a little done with you. Yeah. I am mildly done.
I know. You're done with me. You've been done with me for a while.
No, stop.
You said it the other day.
Stop.
You said,
yeah. I know what I said.
All right. Involved in several legal problems, David Meggett, during and after his playing career, Meggett was convicted in 2010 on burglary and criminal sexual conduct charges.
Oof.
He's currently serving.
That's one of the bad ones.
Yeah, that is one of the bad ones.
Currently serving a 30-year prison sentence.
Oof.
At Lieber Correctional Institution in South Carolina.
Oof.
Yeah, it is one of the bad ones. So, Dave Meggett, glad he came up.
Yeah, glad you brought him up.
Yeah, you know.
Glad you decided to tease punter list or punt returner list.
You liked it.
I did like it. Well, more so than your managerial White Sox whatever. I mean, you said earlier, you're like, the White Sox manager doesn't matter. So it's hard for me to get behind it. I know it's the news of the day, but it is a weird thing to hire an interim manager and say that he can't get the job full time.
Yeah, they flat
out said. That is an interesting, that's going to reduce the attractiveness of the job.
Think maybe that's why Charlie Montoyo didn't take that job?
Hey, do you want to manage the worst team in baseball history?
No.
We're going to give you no raise, and you can't get the job after the year.
Uh-huh.
That's a tough sell.
Would you like to hang?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Hang around and be a manager, and you can put this on your resume. And Charlie probably thought about it and said, yeah, no.
I got another guy on the other line about some white walls.
Sure. Go do something else. And,
yeah.
And Grady Sizemore then becomes the interim manager. And there he is without really a chance to be in the pool. I'll get in the pool with you. If that's really true, I don't know if it's really true because early on in the press conference, Chris Getz said they're focused on candidates who are outside the organization and in uniform. But then later on, he said that they'd be open to anyone because outside the organization and in uniform does not hold true for Terry Francona and Joe Maddon and David Ross and A.J. Pruszynski and Ozzie Guillen and all those guys. And maybe they're fine with all those guys not being in the pool, but I don't know why you would do that. Wouldn't you talk to David Ross? Would you talk to David Ross, who's good with young players?
I'd like to have him on the show. I'd definitely talk to him. Oh, you mean for the White Sox job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. I would. Listen, man, I don't think it matters that much, but experience, you go from hard-nosed defensive coach to young players coach who's an offensive guy. Like you kind of like these guys goes back and forth.
Yeah.
It feels like after the failed Pedro Grifol experience, managerial experience would be a pretty high criteria for me.
Yeah, you'd think. It's just, you know, here's why it just doesn't feel that important to me, because I don't know how much closer this organization is going to be by the end of 2025 to being anything, being anywhere. I don't see the bats. I don't see the offensive players in this organization at the minor league level that are going to come up and matter. And
I mean, you heard Getz say top 10 farm system, and some people's minds even better.
Yeah,
and he's going to add to it when he trades Crochet.
A lot of the arms, a lot of arms there, and yeah, maybe he'll add to it if he trades Crochet.
I mean, he will trade Crochet.
They have so little offensively in terms of position players. And the manager usually gets what? A 2-year chance to build a culture and a communication atmosphere. It feels like this is a job that is getting hired to be fired when they're good enough. And I don't know who of consequence takes that job. I don't think there's a chance in hell that their top target, Skip Schumacher, has no other opportunities that seem more attractive to him than the White Sox.
But even if they hire him and he's widely respected and he chooses the job, it still shouldn't be overly celebrated, because it's still just a manager of an awful baseball team and a bad organization.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, like, if you're really going to find somebody and make him the godhead of your development system, okay, but you're probably not going to do that. You're just going to get somebody you think is a good leader, and there's all sorts of aspects to talk about with that, but you know, it's just not a high enough role to be freaked out about the possibility of, we got to get somebody from outside. We got to get somebody from outside. General manager is what they should have from outside. Or president of baseball operations, if they made it exist. That's where it should be, somebody from outside. But last year, that position was available. Those positions were available. And they hired a guy from inside before August was over. They hired him before August was over.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it. Jerry said he needed to act fast because he didn't want to waste a year.
Yep.
This feels like a pretty wasted year to me.
It feels like a largely wasted year. So when Chris Getz gives lip service to somebody outside the organization, he's missing the point, or trying to obfuscate the point that they didn't do it last year when they should have, and this matters less than anything.
Chris Getz will be on with Mully and Haw tomorrow at 7:30.
When he says uniform, did he specify what kind? Like the guy in the goofy suit at Disney, or my local auto parts man?
Sure,
a marine.
How about Bear Man? Is that in uniform?
That is a uniform
of sorts.
Yeah,
he loves a man in a uniform.
He just said in a uniform.
Whatever happened to Sox Man? You guys remember Shane? You remember Sox Man?
He had the socks coming off of like that, the Batman ears.
Yeah,
on his
I don't see him at games anymore. I hope he's okay.
He's not.
Maybe he quit the team.
None of us are.
Yes, I'm right there with you, Sox Man.
Is he related to Bear Man? They have the same last name.
Certainly colleagues.
Yeah, they are colleagues.
They're more colleagues than relatives, I think. Uh-huh. Dave wants that at 5 o'clock. We'll talk Bears and invisible football players. Our guy, Dog, had a hell of a week. Next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.